James, JAMESTHEUS, 71650, 74-year-old gentleman, originally from Louisiana, been in Texas over 50 years, was married till his wife passed away 10 years ago. He's been widowed for 10 years. He does smoke. He does drink alcohol. He has three girls that see about him, lives with a gentleman that helps him with his daily chores and his ADLs, period. And the paragraph, he's in help, desperate need of a provider services, period. He also has severe coronary artery disease, renal insufficiency, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and multiple other medical issues and problems. He was told that his renal insufficiency is severe and he's close to hemodialysis, but he told him he does not want to go on hemodialysis and has not changed his mind regarding that, period. In the paragraph, his bilirubin and creatinine is pending along with the rest of his blood work. At this time, period. The only surgery he's had is pelvic surgery related to an accident, allergy, no drug allergy. His medications includes metformin 500 once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams a day, and he was on lisinopril, but with significant weight loss, he's no longer needing his lisinopril. He became very dizzy, and they decided to discontinue it, period. Medical problems, he's got diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. His blood sugar was much more elevated, but it's much better now with the weight loss. And one tablet of metformin, 500 milligrams. He has severe hypertensive heart disease. He has kidney failure, history of heart failure, stage one. No, kidney failure, stage three. He has been told he might need dialysis soon, but he's not interested in dialysis. He has severe cardiac cachexia. He's lost tremendous amount of weight, low back pain, hyperlipidemia, muscle weakness, severe, uses a cane to get around, unsteadiness, bradycardia. Family history, mom diagnosed with hypertensive heart disease, father hypertension and coronary artery disease, social. As above, review of system, he has edema in his lower extremity, he's quite weak, has had episodes of itching, no nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia. He's ADL dependent, does not wear a diaper because he can't afford it, but he has accidents all the time, he smells of urine. At this time, vital signs, 102 over 56, 52 pulse, 9102 sat, heart positive, home positive is 2, very weak gentleman, lungs bronchi and rouse, abdomen soft, skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa with that lesion, logical non-focal. Lower extremity shows a 1+ pilodema. Assessment, 74-year-old gentleman with hypertensive heart disease. Period. With native coronary artery disease, renal insufficiency, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, significant weight loss, cardiac cachexia, diabetic weakness, using a cane to get around, high risk of fall. Significant weight loss associated with severe muscle weakness, protein, calorie malnutrition, will obtain patient's records, ADL dependency, and bouts of incontinence, but he cannot afford a diaper at this time. He used to be a mechanic and has not worked for some time. His wife died 10 years ago. He's not interested in hemodialysis or any kind of intervention as far as his medical condition is concerned. His blood sugar is stable because of significant weight loss, and most of the medications were discontinued because of his weight loss and reaction to the medication. For example, his blood pressure 102 over 56 on no blood pressure medication with extensive history of hypertension in the past. He has had symptoms of angina, but has no medication or nitroglycerin for it and has not been trained as how to use nitroglycerin. He's a high risk of fall and appears quite debilitated. Thank you.